Donations of new and used goods are pouring into the town of Oso. So much stuff that officials are now asking for cash donations instead. Coordinating the storage and distribution of all those items to people who need them has turned out to be a massive secondary effort. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
It's been nearly 2 weeks since part of the town was buried in mud. The rescue effort just up the road has turned to recovery. And outside Oso's small chapel, flowers draped over a white cross are beginning to wilt. But inside the building, members of the congregation are busy sorting through mounds of goods that have been arriving daily.
There's not much I can do, so this makes me feel like I just have a little part in what's going on, a very small part, but it helps me to know that I'm giving some of my time.
Sandy Dahlman lives in Arlington and is usually working at the hardware store. Today, she's wrangling huge piles of blankets and pillows, children's toys, and food items. Stacked nearby are unopened boxes and envelopes that have come in the mail.
This one's from Squim, Washington. Somebody mailed a box that's from Squim. This one's from Maple Valley, Washington. There's just boxes coming in the mail, which is amazing. You know, so people are really thinking about us.
It's heartening, she says, and the stuff just keeps coming. A short time later, Maureen Schuler pulls into the chapel's gravel parking lot.
These are the only used things. Everything is new.
She's driven up from Tacoma, and her car is packed.
I have some shovels. There's soaps. There's toothpaste, deodorants, toothbrushes, a lot of things.
Too many things to store at the chapel. Every day, sometimes twice a day, a truck arrives to take donated items to be sorted and stored. The majority of it is being driven a dozen miles down the road to an office park across from the Arlington Airport.
Any kind of salad stuff, like the croutons and stuff like that from the other section?
Yeah, and somebody just brought in a bag of potatoes. I figured I'd throw those in there to go up as well.
Any perishables go there.
Yeah, okay.
This nondescript building has become the command post for the Oso Side relief effort. Donations are funneled here from all over town. Shirley Clark is the site coordinator for the Oso Mudslide Relief Community Collection Center.
Feed everybody, because she's been feeding the firefighters and the volunteers since day one. So,
For the moment, she's getting donated items over to an Oso restaurant that's been feeding the recovery crews and other volunteers. She's been carrying around a half-eaten sandwich for a half an hour now. Clark's daughter grew up with many of the first responders who are working the recovery effort.
And she called and said, "Mom, how do you feel about being the site coordinator for 10 days? And I said, "Sure, 10 days? Sure."
The necessity of Clark's tough, no-nonsense approach to managing the logistics of the donation effort becomes apparent as we walk down the hall. She's got an enormous task ahead of her. The building's offices are packed with sorted items from the triage room at the front reception area.
Anything in the big, big cans? All of that.
Hi.
Thank you. Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Come your name again?
Juanita.
There's rain gear, boots, shoes, livestock feed, half a room filled with boxes of Girl Scout cookies. Next door in an aircraft hangar, more than a dozen mattresses are propped up on the wall. Clark says families directly impacted by the landslide have only just started asking for help.
Most of the people, I think, have had a place to stay, either with families or friends temporarily because of the massive shock and emergent need to find their families. But it's starting now where people are saying, "I could use some food at my house." All the volunteers out there haven't even been to work for 10 days.
The next step, she says, is managing the flow of goods for the next week, the next month, the next year. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.